Warning, the following podcast is presented partially by two men from another podcast. These men possess low testosterone levels and do not represent the values or the beliefs of the good men of the Sunday Service podcast. Viewer discretion is advised. If at any point you feel uncomfortable, stop the episode and consult a crisis hotline.
Oh, you're going to do me like that, huh, Bradley? This episode has been highly edited by the pussies over at the Sunday Service. If you want the full unedited version, go to patreon.com/howtonotcomedy. Links in the description. Give us a follow. $2 a month. Get the real shit.
What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
How to Not Comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome back to the Sunday Service. There's only one comedy podcast in Newcastle, motherfuckers, and this is it, dude. And look, you guys have to work up to getting taken off mute because you fucking suck. So, nah, I'll take yourself mute. Welcome to the podcast, Ethan Bentley and Mitch Coyne from the How Not to Comedy podcast. And
we've How also to got, Not Comedy.
Yeah, well, get a better
right.
name, dude.
Get it right.
Get a better name, get a better podcast.
Wait, what is it?
How to Not Comedy.
How to Not Comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it should not be that.
I know, that's the point.
How to Not Name a Podcast.
Yeah. Good one, dude.
And our friend Maddie Weinstein was kicking around. Maddie, how are you?
Hello, very good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Pleasure to have you back on. The guys are here for a bit of Comedy Untamed.
Mm-hmm.
And look, the boys were talking astronomical amounts of shit about us, so we just had to come to their home, address it. But last time I came on this podcast, Say the Coftry.
Yeah.
The audio equipment was from 1853, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I bought my own shit, and I was like, fuck it, I'll have to just go from there. Because, I've got trust issues, guys.
I'll have you know, that's a proper Yamaha mixer that we bought for $500.
And we've had a surprising amount of technical difficulties still with this fucking thing, so...
Yeah, this is
that's the truth. The truth comes out.
Nah, see, Taylor, why the fuck would you say that, dude?
Because look at how much we've adapted and overcome.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Adapt and overcome. What the fuck do you guys do?
We've done the same. We adapted, we overcame. Sometimes, you know, we forget to record the actual microphone input and we record a laptop. That's happened.
Hey, that's an honest mistake, man. That's an honest podcast mistake. Yeah.
You know what you do? You put that episode out anyway, baby. You just keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
That's how you get to 123, which is... This is 123 of How to Not Comedy. We're putting
123 episodes.
1, 2, 3, baby.
Fuck. You guys have done heaps. You should quit.
Yeah, we should.
You should stop. It would have taken off by now. Yeah. For real. Nah, I'm just fucking around, guys. Keep doing it. Keep pushing.
I saw a great article, guys, that I wanted to talk to you guys about. A man, right? Humble man of the Lord, I might add, had taken his wife to hospital because she was feeling very sick. She was having kidney failure. He loves his wife, right? And he's like, I'll do anything to help my wife out. Now, this man was adopted, never knew his parents, goes to see, can I be a donor of a kidney for my lovely wife? They've got a DNA test done. They are biological brother and sister.
Ooh.
So he'd never known. He's married this woman, has kids with this woman, and she's gotten sick. And he's like, hey, I can donate a kidney possibly. Let's do a blood test. And the doctor's like, you're fucking related, dude.
That's, fucking that's crazy.
I watched a porno last night with exactly the same plot line.
Fuck yeah, dude. You're a big ambassador of Pornhub, aren't you, Maddie?
X videos, dude. Pornhub is for pussies and people that are not fans of
doesn't matter.
It's actually, we can get
it's all
into
junk,
this.
Isn't it, Brad? It's all junk.
It's all junk. It's all polluting of the mind.
No, it's not. No, we're on team porn over here. This other side of the table, these...
Yeah, I know. And get a look at the physiques over on your side versus our side. Obviously, low T over there because you're fucking busting another time. Imagine God looking down on you.
I was a woman for 2 months. So.
Taylor, you've literally got librarian arms.
Taylor has the physique of a midget, but just stretched out.
Oh, fucking rips.
What's your beef with porn boys? Like, I'm all for anything that you want to go for, just moderation. Don't be fucking ripping the top off it every day.
Nah, bro, because the testosterone levels are fucking going down, man. Testosterone levels, dude. Yeah. It's not testosterone. Testosterone levels are fucking going down, man. No, they are, dude. And like intimacy in like people under the age of like 25 has pretty much like become non-existent. People sort of living through their phones.
Sorry, yeah. But watching a clown put a pool cleaner pole into a woman on a floaty is not going to ruin my personal sex life. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, you guys are. Have
you got such low T that you watch porn and then you're like, oh, I can't fuck my missus now? Because I can watch porn and fuck my missus.
We've never had premarital sex.
What are you talking about? What the fuck are you guys talking about? I'm not married.
Oh, these guys don't fuck.
We're not married. We don't have sex before marriage.
We don't have sex before marriage. Good, we live our life through service of God.
Yeah, fair enough.
You guys are liars. Absolute liars.
Sorry, I skipped Bible studies this week. My bad.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
Good,
this
man,
is crazy talk.
And the fact that you watch another woman getting penetrated whilst penetrating your woman is.
Do you guys watch gay porn?
But do you guys ever like extrapolate and get out of yourselves and think about what you look like when you're holding like your iPhone a few inches from your face, going like this? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing, dude? Imagine God looking down at you like that. Yeah, that's disgusting.
No, you're right.
That's disgusting.
That's why I use an iPad. You
on a ladle, bro.
It's called maintenance. I just do maintenance.
I love Bentley for multiple reasons, but one of my favorite things that I love about Ethan is he is like, how old are you? 31.
Are you 31?
He's 31.
I thought you were younger than that. You look younger than that.
I get that a lot. Yeah.
He's trapped in like a 15-year-old boy's mentality, because every time Ethan has sex, he tells everyone I know.
Tell you.
What's incredibly low T is just be like, I've been fucking heaps, actually. Yeah. And we know your girlfriend too. So like, you're just like, I'm cream pieing all the fucking time, dude. And we're just like, I speak to her.
I'm sorry,
regularly.
You boys are jealous because you don't fuck because you're... You
to
know,
be
men
fair,
of the
I
Lord.
Have never met I've Ethan's never missus sober enough to be had sex with. So.
Why do you think she's still around?
Till last Ethan night. I did a. She came back at 4:30 in the morning. I was like, "Baby, you're hammered. Fucking spread them."
Yeah, it's fine, dude. What was she wearing?
Nothing.
That's how you fuck, you fucking virgin.
I wouldn't know
because
about it. Dude.
I was
about
returning
stuff.
The favor because she. Me the other night, like shit. I was drunk, and she
you couldn't consent.
Jump my bones. Couldn't consent.
This doesn't sound like a very healthy relationship.
Doesn't
to
sound
me,
like
Taylor.
A very healthy way to live, dude. No, that's sounds like it sounds like your soul maybe needs something.
Sounds like you've been sinning quite regularly.
That's how I've been sinning. I like to sin. I'm a sinner.
Yeah, well, sin is a natural human condition, dude. That's fine. Just, it's fine. It's in all of us.
You know, I'll have half an edible. Oh, I still need to have.
Well, you haven't had it yet.
I forgot.
Go buy it.
Nah, well, at least fucking one half of your podcast isn't fucking gay pussies.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do
Mitch won't have one.
For me, Ethan.
No, can't.
Oh, that's a good idea. Do his for you. Do.
I'm not doing yours for you. I'll have a quarter of this.
That body
because
of Christ.
Because I did too much acid in my early 20s.
Is this better be a legitimate quarter that we're going with? And it better be the bigger of the quarter. No, I took the small piece, dude. Whatever. Just fucking look
I
at
might
the
have the other half
dude.
Later. We'll see how it goes. Dude, I did too much acid.
What a waste of time.
I've opened doors in my brain that can't be closed. Those doors are open. And when I indulge in anything even slightly psychedelic, I'm like, all right, those doors are still open. We're walking through them.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, dude. I have the exact same fear because I fucking, it's an understatement to say that I dabbled in acid for over 18 months. So I now, I'm more, everyone's like, oh, we should go do ayahuasca. I'm like, yeah, definitely. Then in my mind, I'm like, I don't think I need to fucking go and do that, dude.
It's like when people talk
I'm
about.
I'm scared.
Yeah, when people talk about doing DMT and meeting the entities, that literally terrifies me. They're just like, man, it's fucking. I have, like, one of my friends has, he has done DMT a lot. And he's like, the first time I did it, got the geometric patterns, it's all pretty chill. Then I did some more and then like shot through to the upper echelon, met all the entities and was having a grand old time. And then he's like, so the next day I just decided like, let's do another heroic dose and go see my boys, the entities.
That's not how it works.
And he went up into that portal and then all the dark ones came out. And they're like, buddy, this ain't a fucking playground for you to come every day. Fucking tripped him out.
The wrong intention. Can't be using it with that type of intention, dude.
Yeah,
it
dude.
Flips right back around on you.
They let you know. They let you know. Like, you shouldn't be here, my friend.
Yeah, it's like trying to get into a club and the bouncer's like, no, not today, mate.
No, it's like getting into the club and then the bouncer fucks your ass off.
Yeah. Bobby's the bouncer.
Strangulation and penetration.
Yeah, that story?
That's his.
He strangled some dude four times, dragging him out, doing security. That's wild. That's so funny, dude.
And that guy was Kill Tony, so one can only hope.
Yeah, hopefully Bobby didn't have to suck too much dick to get that spot.
But still a little bit. I don't want him to just fucking get it.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, he's just performing on my dream stage. And he's sucked no dicks?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Yeah, that motherfucker better be
sucking. I want a piece of his soul taken.
Fucking, dude. He better be sucking and fucking. So we don't have a beer breakdown this week because we're just all drinking random beverages because inflation's really real, dude. It gets you. You know when you pay all your bills and then you're like, oh, I forgot to pay these bills. And it's like, now I've got $34 for the next 5 weeks until I get paid again, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
news.
I'm a serial make $115 last 9 days.
I don't know.
I always get down to like $80 and I'm like, fuck, dude. Got 7 days until I'm fucking paid.
It's strange too, because you can make that 115 last, but you can't make the 1,000 you had the week before last. It's like, what the fuck is going on with me?
Yeah, because when I got it, I'm like, dude, I fucking got heaps of money, dude. I got $1,000 and then it's all gone.
The richest cunt I know. And
yeah.
Then, yeah, you just like, fuck, do you not want to eat at home once this fucking week? And then you shop out, you eat down at the RSL, good old RSL, mate.
Mm.
And then fucking next minute, you're a broke dog and you're like, why the fuck did I go to the RSL so many times?
Do they still think you're allergic to onion?
No, that's a different restaurant. But yeah, they started fooling around and putting carrots in my Mongolian lamb. And
I heard about this.
I know some Mongolians good. And that's not how they get down, dude. So yeah. I'm like, this is not right.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's like showing an Italian pineapple on pizza, dude. They fucking want to stab you.
Doesn't that really rile people up?
It riles them up, man. Because I have a mate of mine's like authentically like an Italian. His family's Sicilian, like from the old country, as they fucking say 1,000 times and no one gives a fuck.
Poor guy.
Typical Italian behaviour.
Oh,
no one cares about you being Italian. Shut the fuck up,
dude. An Italian will tell you like GPS coordinates. It's like, I'm from Sicilia. I'm Sicilian. It's like,
dude,
I don't care, dude.
Absolutely.
They were the first vegans.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the most Italian thing in the world is to tell people who don't care that you're Italian.
Yeah.
So you just always fucking know, dude. But yeah, dude, they fucking get violent when you bring up like, fucking Hawaiian pizza at Domino's and shit, and you're just who cares? Hey, weren't you guys friends with Nazis? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry I put pineapple on pizza. Didn't you guys commit an atrocity? Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Weren't you guys just like, yeah, Germans, welcome. Come on in, dude. Here's a bottle of red wine. Who we get next? Like, dude, apparently they've been conquered more than any country, and I'm no history buff, but look it up, dude.
They roll over, dude.
Jamie.
It's a whole bunch of fucking Mario Luigi's, bro. There's fucking a couple of toads and they're fucked.
Yeah. They all live with their mums till they're like 35 as well.
Yeah, they do.
Like, that's why they have.
And then they justify it with like, oh, that's just our culture. No, cunt, you're just a fucking loser. Like,
Yeah. Well, they can't fucking let them out of the house in their 20s because they will sexually assault women in the street.
Yeah.
So they do have to sort of keep them on like a leash.
Why.
They're all on fucking choker chains.
Yeah.
I love how Italians try to pick up. They just make weird noises as you walk past them. Dude, one of my best friends went to Italy. She's like, it was the most profound, strange experience of my entire life. She's like, just walking down the streets there and having guys like,
yeah, they make weird, like, bird calls.
And it's like, yeah.
Ah, la ciao bella, ciao bella. And then they rape them in the street.
Italy, and when we landed in Italy.
And then they physically assault them, and it's serious. But they're just going, hey, it's the babadabusa gabagoo. And everyone's like, ah, Italians, it's all good, dude. Yeah, and then they rape someone's daughter.
As long as they don't put pineapples on pizza, they can fuck my daughter whenever they want.
Yeah, that's right.
We landed in Italy and literally got off the plane, went to get a hire car, and the guy's like, hey, is this your wife? And I'm like, no, it's my girlfriend. He's like, you don't say girlfriend over here. You say girlfriend, people take your girlfriend. You say wife.
Yeah.
You say wife
he
from now on.
He took one look at you. He's like, I'm going to help this dude out.
Yeah, yeah. He helped me out, dude. He was like, someone's going to fuck you, man.
Yeah.
They're going to try.
He's Listen. Like, Italians couldn't bash anyone, but if they could bash one person, it would be Bentley. They'd be like,
And all these like hawkers were coming up to us. They do scams and shit like when you're in Italy. Like they'll hand you a handful of corn and you're like, what's this corn about? And like, they nearly got me. They were like, want some corn? I'm like, no. because they'll take the corn and then all these pigeons will fucking swarm all over you. They'll take your photo and then they'll be like 50 euros.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
50 euros.
Before you even know what happened.
For getting pranked by a budget.
And if you don't cough up, you fucking, you get taken.
Yeah. And one of these dudes was Liam Neeson, is this your wife? And I'm like, yes, this is my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay away from my wife. She doesn't like corn, buddy.
Yeah,
that's very that's incredible of that person to just straight away be like, fuck, dude. Our boys are definitely going to fuck this girl. Boys miss this, dude. Absolutely. You have no chance, dude.
Like, I don't like this. I don't
rolled
like
this. Up chinos with fucking their ankles showing, a fucking bandana wrapped around their neck, dude. Fucking number, boo, boo, boo. Dude, it's gone, dude.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's over.
Yeah. Her favorite food is pasta. I'm fucking done, dude. Yeah, I'm done. Food intolerant. I'm not.
Take you on a romantic cruise on fucking Venice through this, through the city.
Dude, to get no pussy over there would ruin your life.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, ruin it.
Ruin it.
Yeah. Take it back to their mum's house. It's kind of crazy.
That's the one.
She'd be wetter than the bottom of the boat as well, bruh. Trust me.
That might be the one thing that's like separating like it, like Western European men from completely taking over the whole world's bitches. Is the fact that they just still live with their parents. And there's like, we come from cultures where we're just like, nah, nah, we can't do that. But if we did that here, it'd be over, dude.
Yeah.
We need to keep it a secret that living with your mum gets you pussy. Because if all those Italian dudes move out on their own, we got no chance.
We need to start doing propaganda through like media. We need to start making like Netflix series about how sick it is to live with your parents.
Yeah, we'd have. Yeah, it's just like the Italian men live with their...
Two Jews with just no pull in the entertainment industry. You guys are useless Jews.
Yeah.
What do we even have you in here for? Get out.
Give us back your yarmulkes, you dogs.
Put in your gun and badge.
We're taking you off the Jew force, and you're like, God damn it.
And the other one, and then she reaches down, grabs one out of her ankle holster.
Some guy comes with a GHD straightener to make you straighten your little curly Jew curls. You're not entitled to these anymore. They're just sitting there crying Jew tears as his hair gets straightened.
like in movies when people join the military and they shave their head and they're all crying and they're straightening all their fucking things. No, my Jew curls are who I am.
they take his suit and his hat and like, now fuck off, champion. You're fucking done.
You guys are just describing the Holocaust. That's what happened.
Yeah. And honestly, good on us for making it funny.
Come on.
That's good, dude. A lot of people don't know how to fucking do that, and we do.
We done it. Yeah. Nailed it, dude. All right, guys. So, well, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Do you guys want to talk about anything, or are you going to leave us to do all the comedic heavy lifting?
To be honest,
here,
I'm
guys,
feeling that edible right about now. Oh, so.
Yeah.
It's just starting to fucking tickle
just fucking to, just nice, dude. You know who else is feeling nice, dude? Fucking Top G, dude. Top G's
Top
out.
G. He's out.
Andrew Tate's fucking out, dude. Let's go, dude. Where was the evidence? Where was the evidence, Bentley? None, dude. If they had any evidence, I would have charged him.
Like
let the boys cook, dude. Let the boys cook. I need more videos of him just telling girls of OnlyFans they're sluts. Like, I just need that, dude. It's the best content ever.
The whole world needs that content.
The whole world needs that.
Yeah, because they are sluts because they're not being women of the Lord.
They're not. They're absolutely not. They're disappointing their fathers and they're disappointing me, frankly.
Yeah, you guys and don't they're disappointing. Your artists. They're That's disappointing the their future husband as well. You know what I mean? Like, no one wants to go in there. It's like a fucking Muppet. It's like a fucking.
It's like.
I was about to say it's like a mop and bucket, but then it just went fucking Muppet.
Someone's had their fist in here and they're making a talk.
They're like, Muppet, also works. This is like, someone just fucking Kermited her, dude. You know what I mean?
It's a guaranteed way to never be able to get in an argument with your missus if you can like ventriloquist her.
Dude, that's
I'm
a
glad
video.
That made sense because I'm high as fuck.
You guys
fuck
don't
right
like
now,
porn? I watched this porn the other night.
You sinner.
It's gross.
A Kermit the Frog, this woman's in full green, dressed up as Kermit the Frog, and a guy has a fist in the girl's pussy, and she's singing some Kermit the Frog song, like It Ain't Easy Being Green or some shit. That's the thing. And it's like a European thing. People go out and watch this man fist this woman while she sings a Kermit the Frog song on stage. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Honestly, this is why you always look so sickly, because you're watching fucking junk
that's what
like
I'm doing.
That, mate.
Yeah.
That, you can tell you're soulless because each video like that takes a piece of your soul. Look how lively we are. Look lively. How up and about we are. We have energy as fuck.
You look so baked.
We have fucking mad energy, dude. And you guys are like, ugh. Look at him. He's fucking leaning on the table. He can't even sit up.
You don't
that's
even know where
tea.
You are, motherfucker.
No, it's low T. It's low T and high testosterone over here,
have you taken an ice bath, Taylor? Yes, dude.
I have cold showers, actually.
No, that's not an ice bath.
I haven't taken an ice bath before.
I want
to do it though.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
We'll
I want to try.
Mr. Mark Beatty, local comedian, he's got an ice bath. We've all been jumping in it. Yeah, I did one.
How is it?
It fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah,
it sucks so bad.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
It's just your skin and bones cut. I feel like for the cold water to penetrate my fat, the boys would be out in force trying to get in there.
So Elliot Stewart's talking absolute mad shit the other day because I did one. Yeah, like, and he's standard. Like, I want to do one too. And he's like, how long did you stay in? I was like, it was like 2 degrees and I stayed in there for 2 minutes.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm going to smash that. I'm going to do 3 minutes. And I'm like, no, you're not, dude. No, you're not. No
15
way.
15 seconds.
Like, that was insane. He told me he did a minute. I asked Mark Beatty, 40 seconds. Then he went back in for a minute. So he's done a minute 40.
I have a bit that I'm curating currently that relates to ice baths.
Steal my bit. I'm doing an ice bath bit right now, motherfucker.
Dude, that's
right.
So funny to lie, but the lie is also pathetic.
That's Elliot Stewart.
What for? An extra 20
to
seconds.
Fair,
that's still
he did
gay.
A minute the second time, but first time, 40 seconds.
Nah, well, I haven't done it at all, so I can't talk shit.
Off the bat, wild. Mm. That's wild.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a great
did you
effort.
Do the full Wim Hof method, like the breathing and everything, or you just
not before it? I just got in it and I did like dragon breathing, which is like you inhale, exhale, hot, like
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
For like a minute.
Right, dude, that's pretty good.
Dragon breathing? What fucking Game of Thrones shit are you talking about,
mate? Sometimes
it's like hot breath, like when you exhale hot air, you're like. Like, it's a hot breath that you take out.
And you've never really done that stuff really before. You just did it.
I've done breathing exercises and shit before with, like, yoga and crap like that.
Right.
Like, I'm enlightened, brother.
But then you just got right into the tub and did 2 minutes.
Straight in.
Fuck, dude. That's actually not bad, dude.
I was just like, what's
fucking. I'll tell you.
That's right, man. Sometimes I don't need to train, bro. They just get out in the field and fucking play, dude. You just got in there.
I reckon you'll do
all right,
I reckon you're a man of fucking...
Oh,
substance.
Dude, there's without a doubt I'll do longer than Elliot. Without a doubt I'll do longer than Elliot.
Taylor hops out at 41 seconds.
Yes, smashed him.
Got the cut.
Got him, dude.
No. Yes. Yes. I can get a minute 30, I reckon.
So the bit that I was, the bit that I had.
Let's make it special. Sorry, before we move on.
I swear to God,
make special
if you.
Okay. So rookie behavior. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Guys, can we not talk drastically over there the top?
Honestly, it's almost like they have a podcast that shit.
Yeah. It's can like, we? After 123 episodes, you'd think they'd learn.
Yeah. You'd think
this
that
Hal
learned
every
how
podcast.
To comedy
what
after
I
doing
do.
So many podcasts about not knowing how.
All right. We have a term for it. It's Mitch Dozing.
Copyrighted motherfuckers.
How to not podcast is in full effect. Basically, I saw a video the other day of an American guy, and he's like, ice baths are the new cocaine. And he's like, do you know that 3 minutes in an ice bath will boost your dopamine by 250% over 8 hours? And I was just like, dude, cocaine is cocaine, dude. That's like saying your fucking left hand is new pussy. No, pussy's fucking elite, brother. You can't just say that an ice bath is the new cocaine, because I've never been at the pub on a Friday afternoon and had 15 schooners in 3 hours and went, boys, does anyone want to come back to my house for a fucking ice bath? Get out of here, cunt. No one's doing that shit.
Dude, I would absolutely do that if I was like, if I was like 12 beers deep and someone was like, let's go and have ice baths, I'd be like, yes, immediately. Yes. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yes. Some of us is going to die tonight.
That's wild.
All I will say is that please do not post the videos of your ice baths, because it may be cool for you and everybody in the very small ice bath community, but everyone else is just looking at your shrinkage. Like,
yeah,
there's
it's the
nothing
I look
else
at.
To observe.
As soon as a guy comes out of the ice bath, I'm fucking honed in there.
Wait, what do you got in that cup there, mate? Is it fucking Haterade? Shut up, dude. Fucking hater.
you just have a small
immaculate physiques. Pulls it out of the fucking ice bath, dude.
This is an angle I was going to take on the ice bath.
No, you are right. It's some of his fucking
my dick turned
some
inside
some dude has got
out.
Like 700 followers. He's like, this is my 38th day of ice baths.
Yeah.
Faggot.
I had
we're a cup, brother. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Just, yeah, fucking oath. But, like, make it a modest cup as well. Like, if you have a fucking huge cup in there, like, that'd be obvious. But
yes,
you,
absolutely. They should, like, be doing that.
Like what you said, yeah, like, your dick and balls go fucking internal. So if you just had, like, a fucking a junior cup in there, people would actually think that you still got a bit of heat when you hopped
just
out.
Just pack a banana, yeah, for yours.
You've never seen Gymshark fucking gym wear advertised by a chick who doesn't have a fat ass.
Yeah, dude.
If you're fucking trying to get yourself out there, man, get as much fucking dickage as you can, dude. Chicks have been doing that for fucking 20 years, man.
From Japan.
Get your guy tits out, you know what I'm saying? Like,
my moves.
Yeah.
You bought Mitch a what from Japan?
A penis extender.
Did it work?
I don't think he's used it.
There's nothing to extend. I'm going to use it in the ice bath.
Are you okay, dude? You haven't talked all podcast.
Bro, if you had any testosterone left in those nuts, you would have been fucking speaking clear and concise.
Yeah, dude. He drained himself.
Look at him,
he
drained.
Yeah, he drained himself. Yeah. Dude, wait, you didn't even have any body of Christ. How are you like this?
No, I just...
Porn.
He's just retarded.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Fucking hell.
He's retarded.
We're proving this right in real time.
Yeah.
In real time.
I came before I came out as well.
You tugged before you came
out.
No,
I fucked.
See, this guy would always tell you.
You just asked me the question, Bradley.
I always fuck. That's what I do. He just messages at 3 a.m.
I don't
just
appreciate the
Jew
voice.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you know, but I have sex quite frequently.
There it fucking is.
I ejaculate out of my penis, and it's not with my head.
Yes.
I've got a girlfriend who's real, and she loves it.
All right, my angle on the ice bath thing.
Go ahead.
Joe Rogan's always spouting off that, like, and this is going to be for my, we're doing the writing course, we're like filming, I'm doing like short skits for like this news wipe thing, this hippie dude's trying to achieve enlightenment. So Joe Rogan's always like, that's the hardest thing you'll do in your day. Like, if you get through that ice bath in the morning, nothing's going to be harder than that in your day. But I'm going to be like, this guy's, what if your life's fucked and things are harder and you're like, the ice bath's just not cutting it. So he's just like, I just get my dick out and smash it with a hammer in the morning just to fucking kick the day off. After that, nothing else seems worse.
it's a frozen hammer. You still get that cold into it.
I go on Live Leak and I just ramp up fucking Pain Olympics compilation and then I just fucking have at it.
I participate in Painel every morning because after getting rammed in the ass, nothing is hard.
Nothing
like,
is
your day just gets easier from there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's just like, I love Joe Rogan, big ambassador.
If that doesn't work, you should rob someone on the street. Take their wallet. Threaten them with a knife. Nothing will be harder than that. Nothing will be more exhilarating than that.
They're like one of the richest like comedians of all time. It's just like, bro, of course, you don't have like, well, what's a hard day for you, man? Like, you fucking have an ice bath, you do a mad workout, like,
you have to manufacture
really hard
hardships and hard things to do when you're worth like $800 million and
like,
getting closer to a billion by the day.
Someone's like, oh man,
you have to be like, oh fucking,
how's your day been? You're like, oh, pretty bad, my mum got diagnosed with cancer. He's like, oh man, that's awful. He's like, no, it's all right, I smashed my dick with a hammer that day.
I had an ice bath, then I smashed my dick with a hammer.
Sorry to hear about your mum. It's okay, man. I had an ice bath this morning. So my mum passed away,
and like we're not a rich family, so like we're all trying like struggling what we're gonna do with the funeral, and then we've had to take time off work, and we're behind on our mortgages. And Joe Rogan's just like, damn, that sucks, dude. Because I ran like 13 miles barefoot up in the mountains, and then I just punched the shit out of a deer carcass for like 2 hours, and then I got into like a really, really, really cold water, dude, and it was fucking tough. it's like fucking all these things he's doing to himself.
Have you tried maybe doing any of that? it's like, where do I get time to run?
And then I'm
going to
spend 2 hours shooting bow and arrows in my hunting simulator that I have in my multi-million dollar podcast studio. Yeah. But that sucks about your mum, though.
I swear it's not Haterade, Joe Rogan. It's VB and we love
it. Yeah, dude. I would give up family members to come on your podcast.
I would break my vow of celibacy and I would suck you off at the next station if you let me, dude. So
Yeah, consider it.
I want to use like AI because you can use it to like dub voices and do that bit that I just pitched, like with Rogan's voice. Like have him
present the idea.
Present the idea of like smashing your dick with a hammer after an ice bath, like in his voice, and then upload it. See if it goes.
Just upload it as a reel. If you can perfectly dub him, so it actually looks like he's saying it. Maybe use that version of the AI, where it's like where you can do the simulator.
I reckon you have
video.
The like body shape enough of Rogan.
That is an insult to Joe Rogan, dude.
That is fucking rude. That is rude to Bradley.
How is it?
Have you ever seen Rogan without his shirt on?
Yeah, he's a fucking weapon, dude.
Yeah, dude, he's a fucking...
I'm just talking insult dimension.
Incredibly. You guys are insane. Dude.
I'm talking length with height. Like, he could fit so that you could project, like AI project Rogan's head onto Bradley's and you wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, yeah,
that
you
is
would.
Absolutely
just the head.
Not even remotely true.
No, it is.
Look, I don't even know where to go with this, to be honest. But
all right, I've had a quarter of an edible. I'm thinking about projecting Joe Rogan's head onto Bradley. I think I need. I'm just going to chill for a second. This is why, like, I was going to.
Exactly why I didn't do it.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm not doing the Stoner Showcase.
Yeah,
I was going to do that bit about how I got high the other night, and I thought that people with Down syndrome were time travelers from the past, and that's why they think everything's awesome.
Dude, that's funny as fuck.
Great bit, dude.
That's
great.
Really, really funny, dude. Like, I can't even laugh at it because it's really funny on so many levels. Well done.
It's fucked up.
It's a very complex thing.
Well done.
Yeah. Complexly funny.
Yeah, how do I make people laugh
fucked,
at that?
You are so fucked, dude. Yeah. Obliterated.
Yeah.
We'll get into gig breakdowns.
Oh, is that a segment on the Sunday Service? Yeah, I don't recall doing that.
Segment on the How to Not Comedy podcast, actually, motherfuckers.
Oh, the podcast no one listens to. Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
Well, that's all right. We'll be introducing people to this podcast via this episode. Yeah.
I've tried 7 times in the past by getting these fucking dorks on my podcast just to try and get them some more listeners.
I think it's worth. We're getting like 50 an ep.
Even the 13 loyal disciples that we have, just like, bro, we can't fuck with that.
Yeah, but they're all men of the Lord, so like each one of them is 4 people.
That's it.
Maybe we're helping you out. We're getting 50, brother.
Oh.
A whole 50. That's big numbers.
Put them all in a room, dude. Put them all in a room. You'd be like, damn, dude, fucking actually, people turn up to this open mic.
Yeah, this is a show.
Fuck yeah.
We love yous.
All right, well, fuck yeah. Maybe, dude, that's a combined like 63 listeners that we've got. That's fucking... Watch out.
Man.
Dude, we were talking shit about Joe Rogan. Our podcast is about to fucking rival his with 63 listeners.
He'll be asking to come on here.
Yeah, he'll be like, boys, come on.
He doesn't do any podcast except for his own, but he'll want to come on this one.
Yeah, dude, he'll be about it. What were we literally just talking about?
Gigs. What's been happening?
Breakdown. All right. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
So I did a
Wait,
gig.
Do you want some music?
We can't do that.
I said
when I did it, I said when I was 15 and went to a silent disco with no headphones.
It's the VB theme song.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's a piece of art.
That's good. You're drinking VBs, listen to the VB theme song. This is getting taken down to copyright. We're never going to make it now.
No, we spoke over it and we spoke about the appreciation and how, like, because, like, us high testosterone boys over here, we're like, we need to really ramp the testosterone up over this side of the room before they
I
give us.
I thought you were doing a joke about really having
we
low
have to ramp up
dude,
our testosterone.
Honestly, so
the
funny that you started talking about testosterone because I was just sitting here waiting to talk about testosterone.
You guys are obsessed with testosterone.
Yeah, because I got heaps of it.
Not fapping.
I got heaps of it. I'm not fapping. I'm not giving away my fucking energy to some fucking girl, look, dude. That's gay as fuck. That's fucking mad gay. To give away your man energy to some chick, that's fucking gay.
The receding hairline and our side of the table is winning. So,
wait, what did you guys talk about?
Yeah, I would hey, you know what? Who fucking cares, dude? Who fucking cares? I didn't listen to a word she said just then. Who fucking cares? She didn't even have a fucking microphone.
We've muted them.
Let's go on.
We've got them off. So
there we fucking go.
They got to earn it back. They've got to earn it back. Now they're back.
Nah, put them back. All right,
put them back.
Gig breakdown. Sorry, Mitch. Go.
All right, go ahead, Mitch.
You did a gig on.
So did a gig on Friday night.
The backyard.
The backyard gig.
Oh, what was that?
Yeah, it was one of the boys here on Tuesday hits me up. He's like, I've got this. I'm doing a show in my lounge room.
Mm.
I was like,
good start.
He's like, do you want a spot? I was like, yes, of course. I was like, because if it goes well, it's great.
Mm.
And if it goes bad, I've got a story for the podcast.
Yeah.
So how did it go?
Great line.
So do you have a story for the podcast?
So we
yeah. He's talking about
please
this right
God,
now.
Please, God, have
because.
Something for the podcast.
Yeah. His housemate is hosting. I said, is your housemate a comedian? He's like, no, but she's cool. I was like, good start.
Yeah, fuck.
This will be great.
Perfect. So then.
Wait, did you get paid for this, by the way?
Yeah, but I'm not going to actually accept his money. He's like, he's offered to pay me, but I was like, I'm not going to.
Okay. It's fine. So keep getting to it. Would you like to move the microphone a touch closer while you tell this?
Yeah. So, anyway.
So you gave away a gig for free?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah, I was like, fuck it.
Can't be the lowest testosterone podcast I've ever been on in my life. That is bad, but keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah. So the housemate opens the show with acknowledgement of elders, past and present.
Mm.
Very respectful for the
very
12
funny
people
too. It's
there.
Very funny.
Very
for
funny.
A comedy show.
And then just brings me straight on.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah. So I'm there, right? And
sorry about the land we took. Here's the guy who took it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This fucking reparations show or something, dude. Yeah. Just throw up some white guy fucking for slaughter, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you have like the sweat under your glasses forming? Like, were you just like, oh, fuck, dude. It's just like, what joke,
his glasses
dude,
on stage.
Dude, what joke do you tell after fucking acknowledgement of country? Oh. That's fucking. That's
well, yeah.
You do your didgeridoo. We do your didgeridoo bit.
I do my pussy eating bit. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, that'd get it going.
So I was like, I explained to him. I was like, look, I'll take some bullets here. You might not, but I'm just like finding the line for the other comedians today. So I'm going to say some fucked up shit. I warned him off the bat. I was like, did my self-deprecating stuff. Did my joke about how
you have to.
Yeah.
After that, you can't come out just being like, dude, I'm the best.
Yeah, yeah. I should have opened with, so black people, am I right? Like,
no. So I actually own land here. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about what's going on in Alice Springs? Fucking crazy right now, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So doing my sets, going well, and did my bit about how homoerotic the gym is. I was like, not sure how that'd go because there was a lot of like, there's a lot of buzz cuts in the crowd. And I was like, yeah, they're probably not going to like this. It went down well. Mm. And then I was like, all right, sweet.
Isn't a buzz cut a shaved head?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that just like what they do when you get in? Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. I was just like,
what?
Like why a completely shaved head. Like that's
a completely shaved head is a shaved head, but a buzz is like 2, 3, 4, like short, all the same length all over.
Yeah. So that's
because it's a buzz, you just buzz it.
Why is that gay?
Yeah, why is that gay?
Because the only dudes who are good looking enough
it wasn't
to pull
dudes
off
who
a
had
nice
buzz,
fucking
buzz,
buzz
cut
are chiseled, low body fat gay dudes.
It wasn't dudes who had the buzz cuts.
Wait, didn't this story? Didn't you? Be,
there was a lot of woke women in the crowd with
buzz
very
cuts?
Short hair, and I was like, they are really not going to like.
Okay,
we're
with you now.
There we go. Dude.
Were you following what I was saying, Maddie? Or is it just the...
We're just retarded.
No.
Okay, fair enough. Just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'm glad everyone else is here.
You can't say... Because you don't call them the buzz cuts. You call them the purple hairs.
Yeah.
They're the purple hairs.
It was that too.
Yeah.
It was that too.
Hey, at least he's calling them them.
Yeah.
Hey, at least he's trying to start a new slur. Let the boy cook.
Yeah.
Let him cook.
Yeah.
These fucking buzz cuts.
Yeah. So
what's the deal with
said
cuts?
With enough vitriol, anything is a slur.
Yeah. They were not my people, dude. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
They were not my demographic.
Yes.
And this show was going okay, so I was like, all right, fuck it. Make a break time. Arnie Bev hit him with that, and they did not want to laugh.
Oh,
at
no.
The stroke vote victim. But it's undeniable. You can't not laugh at that joke. So it was a bunch of people, a bunch of very woke people, literally holding their mouths, trying not to laugh at the joke.
I hate that.
And I could see it. I was like, it's okay, you can laugh. And then like one person giggles. I'm like, no, seriously, the person's made up. They're not real. And then the whole crowd just like let loose then.
Yeah.
Hit them with my Amish bit. The first heckle of the night was the Amish bit.
Mm.
I go, any of you ladies ever flown over to Amish land? And then one lady, as I go to hit the punchline, she goes, yes, I have. I had.
So did you change it on the fly?
Yes.
Yes.
I was just like.
Yes, dude.
I was like, you've been to Amish land? And she's like, really? And I'm like, oh, yeah. What are you, tickle some neck beards where you're over there? Hey, suck off a dude named Ezekiel. She's like, no, it was I had dinner with a single father and his 4-year-old son. I'm like, yeah, but did you suck him off? She's like, no. I'm like, I guess we'll keep sending the orphans then. Like, yeah, it just like worked into my bit perfectly.
Well done.
I got straight off stage. I was like, I'm fucking out of here.
How did that go though? Like, because you pretty much rinsed her.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone was really uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes.
They were all uncomfortable.
Very good. I thought the bit murdered and you walked off like...
It murdered in my head. In my head. I met it, but like 100 people like, yeah.
I finished.
I envisioned you just walking off like to the next meeting.
The
like,
only people
welcome,
that were doing that
dude.
Were just the comics at the back. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, nice.
Oh, that's so good, dude.
So, yeah, it was good. It was good fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
He won't have you back for round two.
I fucking hope he does.
Where was it?
Just in Islington.
What was with the clothesline like, behind you? It was like covered in underwear or something.
Yeah, yeah, that was the backdrop to the stage.
Was that
on purpose?
Was
on purpose,
did
yeah.
Did you sniff them? I would have sniffed them.
Someone should have sniffed them.
I would have 100% sniffed them.
Yeah, someone should, or just taken it off and just put like a pair of underwear on the head. Like when you were a kid and you used to be like, pretend
I'm
to be
Spider-Man.
A wrestler. Yeah. It's like, get your brother's underwear off your face. They're not clean. And you're like...
Why are they there? Why was there a wall of underwear behind you? That's insane, dude.
It was they were just trying to be funny. It was a funny backdrop.
That's
I'd come out with the Rey Mysterio theme music and just someone's fucking boyaka just
No, they had a live band.
G-string on your face.
They had a live. That's the worst thing.
They had a live band. Not a live band. They had a dude playing like one of those crazy big basses.
Double
like
bass.
Double bass.
Yeah.
Dude, whenever someone like is like, do you want to do a gig that's comedy and musicians? Just never do that gig ever. It's the worst.
No, dude.
It never
works. We had
works.
To learn the hard way.
Oh, dude. It never works. And it always sounds like a good idea. It's just like, wait, like you guys got fucking like, I don't know, 6 hip-hop dudes or like 6 fucking hard rock bands. It's like, okay, maybe this could work. And then like between some musician, you just come out and you're like, yeah, what's the deal with fucking inflation, am I right? And I was like, get the fuck
dude,
out of here.
I've man. Had
yeah.
to try and do stand-up with an entire band still on stage packing up their instruments behind me.
Dude, I've done the exact same. Is this
it was
that
fucking crazy.
Is that Turkish club
yeah.
gig? Oh, that's
yeah,
the
yeah,
worst
yeah.
gig I've
the
ever done.
The worst gig I've ever fucking... Oh, no, I've done a few other ones. I did fucking one in prison one time. That was fucked up.
Have you guys done the Port Macquarie run?
No.
No. The boat?
No, not on the boat. The
we've done like Bellingen.
Nah, yeah. It was like the Wicked Elf, and then
oh,
some.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. No, that's what Luke does the bit about the guy playing like folk music before him. So we just had like a dude playing like Port Macquarie. They don't know what the fuck a Jew is. They've never seen a goth woman before, and it's just this guy singing Neil Diamond. And I think I was like first up after MC Maddie B, just like talking about kids porn, dude, in like a brewery with a bunch of geriatrics. So like, get the fuck out. Worst. Anyway, just backing you on the music.
Yeah, we
yeah,
had
it's fucking hard.
The
dude.
One we did, we had kids running around with like earmuffs on, and this band is literally packing up behind me. And the only thing that made people laugh, I was like, oh, whoever put earmuffs on the kids is like the smartest person here.
Yeah.
It was like
the
only
joke of the night. Yeah. It was the joke of the night.
They were like, oh, yeah, they're going to say some crazy shit. And then we started saying crazy shit.
And they're
like, oh,
and they
these
like,
guys
oh,
are
no.
saying fucking crazy shit.
Yeah. What did you think?
What the fuck's what's going on? And he's like, you're bombing to a hall. Like, it's like, it's like picture like a school kind of gymnasium size. You're on like an elevated stage. So you can't even just fucking bounce, dude. And then, yeah, you're just projecting to, like, a fucking wooden hall. It was fucked.
Like
the only way I think that it could ever work, music and comedy, is if you had a funny band that does, like, comedy shit. And I don't know if you go before that or after that, but, like, there's heaps of funny bands out there. And I got asked to open for one chick. What's White Knuckle Fever? And she does, like, this song called All I Wanted Was a Kebab. And it's, like, about, like, going out getting fucked up, and then it just gets progressively worse. And I'm like, that's funny as fuck. Like, maybe that'll work. I don't know how you make that work.
Did you do it?
I haven't done it yet. But apparently fucking Reese Nicholson, I think, gay dude, Newcastle comedian. Yeah, he opened for him one time, and they were like, I don't know how that went.
Reese Nicholson.
I don't want to speak out of school.
The thing is, it all seems kind of logical and good on paper.
Yeah.
And then you just think about the audience, the people that bought tickets to this event, they don't want to see that at all. They don't want to see that at all. They want to see what they bought tickets to go do. So they rock up and some fucking dude is just there like, and they're like, yeah. What the fuck?
And you're demanding silence.
Yeah.
Like, people go out to watch a band, they're there to talk shit and get pissed and fucking listen to some music.
You're right,
like,
dude. Their entire.
And you're like, can everyone just please be quiet for a second while I tell them? Yeah. I've got a really funny small dick joke. I think you're all really going to like it.
You all came out for a really good time with people and music and you want to get around each other, and that's fine, but I need you to stop all of that right now.
Yeah.
And listen to me talk about how I work in an office now and it's weird.
You're trying to demand silence from a crowd full of people that are amped up on amphetamines, dude.
They're just sitting
there going 100 miles a minute. You're like, shh, guys, listen to this.
That is true, dude. That
they're
is
all fucking
true.
On their
people
guts.
Are there hanging out with their grandpa for the first time in 3 months, dude. Like, they just want to catch up about how the bird's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it always... Because you can't have a conversation in a comedy show. It just... It fucking kills it. Like, it just ruins
it. That's what happened a few times at Neath, and we just had to just...
Yeah,
play on
to this guy and then to was out of there like a smoke bomb. It was insane.
You bounced. I was like, so you come
it's like
off.
I'm not standing in the fucking rain to listen to people deliver comedy in a fucking rural bus shelter.
Oh, dude, yes. How funny was the? I loved the little fucking. What would you even call that thing?
A bus shelter.
Yeah,
it's like a barbecue area. You know, like in a park, like a sheltered barbecue area.
Timber and steel, like corrugated iron.
Yeah, just like a little hut. Like it's a hut.
Color bond with like the old, like when you go to like a playground as a kid and they had like the pine.
It's just four wooden poles, like the front two are higher, I'm pretty sure, and it's just corrugated roof that just...
Rusty, so that rain is fucking steel. Hammering on it.
And then there's and then there's like corrugated like behind it as
with,
well.
Mind you, the worst sound system in history.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they sound checked it. They checked that the microphone was on and there was noise.
Is it plugged in? It's plugged in. Sound checked.
It sounded like someone had disturbed a beehive from the back. Like,
yeah, dude, it was fucking crazy. Like, you would hear exactly what you said, like, half a second after you said it. And that's the hardest way to ever try and do stand-up, dude.
Just
it
getting heckled
me
by
up.
Yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you even noticed that, like, sometimes, like, the jokes would hit at the front, and then, because there's, like, a little restaurant section, then it'd be like, boom, and then it'd hit them as well. So there was a weird timing, like, with like if you're in the club like this, you know, it's just, like, fucking...
Yeah. But also, like, again, with the delay... You would finish a joke, there'd be laughter. You'd start saying the joke at the end of the laughter, but there's just like a second of nothing before every single joke, and it completely ruined everything.
It was, I don't know. I still had fucking mad fun doing
it. Yeah, I had good fun.
I had mad fun ripping on some of the people there, but...
They did not want...
Just a water thing.
I think that once they... Once you sort out sound system, which is so easy to fix... It could be sweet, but I think that they probably should just maybe chuck it in the restaurant section so people aren't outside sitting.
It's
got to
be inside.
And also there was like the gate on the patio. There was like a fence. So me and Mitch couldn't do anything self-deprecating about being fat cunts because you just couldn't see us. Like the people at the back of that eating area were looking into wood basically.
Oh,
so
really?
It's just like a voice.
They could still tell. Come on, I can still tell, guys. Come on, stop it. Stop
I had
it.
A colleague that was there. Stop she was it. Like, I couldn't see you. It's like, I can't imagine, like, I don't know, like Joel Pierce doing his Japanese bit. Like, I'm statistically, I'm big there. And he's just nothing. It's just a bus shelter. It's just a bus shelter and fucking bees, dude.
The reason his statistically joke didn't work is because no one there knew the word statistically.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, he needed to hammer the accent. That would have killed, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And they've never seen a Japanese person, ever.
I'm very big in Japan. Oh, you're so big in Japan. Like, yes, dude, tell us more.
I don't even know if he did that bit from memory, but...
But also the group of guys at the front were fucking awesome.
Yeah, they were great.
They were so good, but all of our recording was at the back of the room you just couldn't hear them.
Joel did well. Like, he had probably, like, 15 minutes, and, like, at some point some cunt heckled him, and he just roasted the cunt.
Yeah.
He's just like... Oh, I don't know. Creatively told it, basically.
It's almost like that was
up.
The only way you could have done well that night. Because entire first probably minute and a half of my set, they were giving me nothing, dude. I thought I was like, fuck, I'm going to bomb so fucking bad. And then I just dealt with that heckler and after that, I had a great set. Like, I just had to fucking just call someone retarded for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And then I could get on with doing what I was supposed to.
It was prison yard rules. You were like the new guy. You're the little. They thought you were a bitch, and then you showed them what's up. You found the biggest dude in the yard, or in your case, the drunkest old lady in the yard. Yeah. And you fucked that person up.
It's honestly like it's animal stuff, dude. Because we're out rural. These people are animals. So like they're full like testing you like animals do. Like you got to come in and show that you should be part of the pack.
Taylor did the best thing. Like he stands up there and like straight away is like. Guys, I just want to have like an amicable set. Or something. Yeah. I just want to get up here and just do my bits and then go home.
That was like putting blood in the water, though. Showed weakness.
I saw it. Like I was like, the only way we can do well is if this happens. I have to provoke it early.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't wait until 6 minutes into my set before I call someone a retard, and then everyone's like, "Oh no, this guy's good." And then I got 3 minutes left.
Yeah. Dude,
did you guys see the big guy sitting on the table.
Bro, his missus was hot as well.
His missus was a hot. Smoke show. And I was like, oh, dude, the whole night I was just looking at him like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Dude? Dude, that guy must have the best personality ever, dude.
He also might just be a very successful businessman. Yeah, Let's be real.
He's spending his Thursday nights at Neath Hotel.
Probably just like owns a fucking... company that leases trucks to the mines or some shit like that, and then those cunts just fucking earn like $600,000 a year.
She's like,
but they're fat bogan like low level people.
She's like, look, this is a really short con game. He's got a year or two left. Dude. Yeah. Like
these people that marry like billionaires that are all like up and about and like with fitness and shit. It's like, what are you doing,
she's
man?
Actively
you
gotta feeding.
Yeah, like, she's feeding us. Yeah,
10 egg eggs.
No, guys, I like when guys are bigger. I like it. I like it, dude. I like it when the gut slaps against my clit. I like that.
Yeah, I like having to fucking dig through your thighs to find your dick. I like that.
That's how I knew I was fat, because one time a girl told me that she liked when my stomach rubbed her clit when I fucked her. And that was when I was like, oh shit. Like, fuck, that's a few inches out, actually, dude. Like, I need to go back to the gym.
Can't believe as a man of the Lord you were doing that, Taylor. That upsets me.
So I was like, allegedly, this is just a fable. I'm telling a fable.
It's a fable,
a fable I'm teaching you guys
that's
about.
It's also a sin. Lying is a sin.
I don't have to believe it to me to know what's sin and not sin, all right?
Is it Mark Latham?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude. He's been on a tear. Have you guys heard about this?
No, Mark Latham is a fucking...
Is that politician?
Yeah, dude.
Wild man.
What's he done?
He's been online saying some mean things.
To who?
About who?
About who? I don't really know. I'm
intrigued.
I'm just pretty high right now, and I just remembered that he said something about... Someone said, that's disgusting, and he was like, not as disgusting as like fucking a man up the ass and getting shit on your dick.
Oh, dude.
What, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Insane. Just like nothing to do with the conversation whatsoever. Just like,
dude, I'm putting it out there.
Dude, that's a politician.
Dude, yeah.
Like, that's like a Redditor person.
We need young Jamie to pull that up, dude.
Pull that up.
If that's a fucking quote for quote of what that cunt said, that's outrageous.
That's like 4chan language.
Also, Pauline Hanson wooed in the audience.
She wooed?
She wooed.
I tell you what.
Hey, Pauline's.
The older I get, the more Pauline makes sense.
Oh, yeah. We're cooking now, Ethan. Let's go.
Wait, do you ever just vote for One Nation just as a lol on your ballot?
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
Make me come out here on a Saturday. One Nation. Now give me sausage sizzle and fuck off. Like, would you like to donate money to the primary schools? Like, don't you get enough?
I don't, but I like to tell the guy in the green shirt that I did on the way out. Yeah. Just to watch him crumble.
Yeah. One Nation flyers are the only one I take.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
The people are always the coolest. Like, you'll get absolutely abused on the street and, like, harassed, and they'll follow you up. I used to have to campaign for my dad when he was running in for UAP.
Was he right? I thought you were going to say for One Nation. And I was like, hell yeah, dude.
No, dude, worse.
Oh, is it?
Worse.
What's UAP?
Clive Palmer, dude.
Oh, Clive Palmer, dude. Dude, what a fucking scumbag that guy is, dude. How his fucking resort or whatever the fuck just completely fucked itself and all those people
that
can't
actually, who
sell
was
their
in
fucking
the back
homes.
Of the room at Neath. I didn't want to tell you, but.
That was Clive.
Oh, damn. No, that was his fucking girlfriend, dude. No,
dude,
fucking
Clive,
just disbanded
Clive can pick up. Holy
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, the amount of money that that guy pumps into, like, the advertising and the push for that whole fucking
and
party.
Out of minimum
if
wage
only
workings.
He had yeah. the fucking foresight to not have his fat, ugly face as the face of the company, dude. Get a young, hot, conservative chick and you'll win, dude.
Yeah, I know.
But he's just, and that's just him out in the most disgusting, like, yellow color of all time. And he's just like, vote for me. It's like, yeah. dude, put a young, hot, conservative chick there, like a Christian chick. Let's go. Let's take over.
Or find yourself a gay conservative. Because that's the way they're going now, man.
Yeah,
they've
yeah,
got,
yeah, yeah.
They've got their marriage. Now they want to keep their money.
Shit, dude, that's I'm playing checkers, dude. He's playing chess. I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of that, dude. Well done.
Motherfuckers out here playing chess, son. Look at them glasses, dude. You look like you play chess.
I do play chess. See, there we go, were talking dude. About it on the way here. Yeah. I play chess.
They are chess glasses.
Oh, yeah. dude. So much fun.
I just know what moves the pieces can make.
Yeah.
And then I just base each move just on case-by-case basis.
Yeah, I got okay, no idea how to play.
Where can I move all of these? I don't have no strategy. I'm just, which way can that go?
Like
that looks
pool.
Like
you're
it would
like,
be cool.
I know the ball has to go in the hole. I've got yeah. one shot. It's probably not going to go in. I'm yeah. not even thinking about what I'm doing
yeah.
next.
People think about placing balls around yeah. the table. Just shot by shot, dude.
Yeah.
yeah,
just fucking
sure, dude.
Shot
by shot. It's the only way to play chess, bro.
So much testosterone, brother.
Oh, dude. Dude. I just want to compete.
real high testosterone playing chess.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Gets up and just haymakers someone in the middle of a game. Like, it's on.
Yeah, dude.
Grabs him by the shirt, doing the fucking.
The jumper punch?
Yeah, the jumper punch.
Dude, how sick would it be to be one of those people that plays like seven games of chess, like at the same time, like in the park as like a freak or something?
The correct term is autistic.
Oh, dude. I've just spent like 45 minutes watching your eyes get smaller. And
no,
smaller.
But I'm just saying, like, with each game you lose, you just fight the person in the park.
Are you crying right now? He's crying.
Taylor's done. He's dead.
He's turning Chinese.
We've lost it.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Dude, I tell you, the funny
he's
thing is that
he's
like,
turning into the Asian lady I've been calling him for the last 3 weeks.
And the thing that gets him is someone getting bashed in a park. He's just like, oh, I'm done, dude. Out of all the bits today, he's like, no, someone getting
that is the funniest thing. That's the funniest park. Thing ever. Just people just getting bashed in the park over a game of chess to the same guy. No, let's be serious.
It's not going to happen.
Good fucking round.
Oh, fuck.
Do you want a tissue, dude?
No, dude, I'm fucking so glad I drove too.
This guy doesn't need tissues. Yeah. He doesn't have any in his house.
Nah,
look
tissues.
How much beer's left in that.
Yeah, that's a disgrace.
What the fuck, cunt?
Oh, shit.
You better finish that.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Did I tell you what's funny? I looked at it and I was disgusted and I was like, I know he's not going to finish it. Dude.
Nah,
this guy, what,
you could never fun. Make me physically either because I have too much testosterone.
He's a high T boy.
Like, I get the whole like leaving the dreads in because you don't want to drink your backwash, but there's like...
No, I honestly just didn't look at it.
There's 20% of the beer left there.
No, he gave me another beer. And like in my mind just went new beer. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff going on right now because I'm pretty fucked too. It's a lot of things competing
we
in my brain
tell.
That I just had to let one go, dude. It's fucking tactical losses. Tactical
how
losses.
How do we get you out of this sale? What do you want to talk about? Robots? Where do you want to go?
Don't get me started, dude.
Just needs to talk about being a good man of the Lord.
No, I'm sure we had other stuff to talk about. You guys run a podcast. What do you guys usually fucking talk about?
Right about this time in the podcast where we just sort of peter out and don't really say much. We try for some extra riffs. They usually
plug
fall
some stuff.
Flat.
We'll talk about our Patreon. We've got a Patreon.
Yeah, we got a Patreon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How to not
yeah,
comedy.
You got a Patreon?
No. Nah, dude.
Didn't think so.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck, like 13 people that download my podcast. Yeah. Like, I don't think that it's worth me.
$5 a month.
Asking
that's
them.
Math,
bro.
Right,
do you want to give me money to listen to this bollocks about
we can do a Patreon episode right now, dude. Yeah. Right after this.
We were going to wait until it financially made sense, like, we would actually be making some money.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck that.
Now, we'll just do extra work for nothing.
For
oh, literally no one's
seeing we are.
That is Sigma grind set, dude. That is fucking...
I would call it beta grind set, but...
Absolutely. Well, should we have a quick break and then we'll regroup?
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck yeah. I need to. I'm fucking sailing.
Dude, musicians are like the worst people ever. And they get away with it because they're talented.
Instagram account, 50 followers. What are you doing, Bradley?
I accident, like, I
even hit record and then you unrecorded it.
Oh,
yeah, it was already recording.
It was already recording. And then you turn it off.
My bad.
Dude, we were already rolling.
We were already
that's how you do it. You just start it while people are saying crazy shit.
And then you
this is what happens when you... Do 123 episodes, motherfucker.
Oh,
you
dude,
learn some shit.
Me. They copy the past.
Hey, I'm going to give
shit.
It up, man. That's something that we can definitely start implementing into what
don't
we're doing, man.
Yeah, a sneaky little Jew just goes, boop, and starts.
Yeah. And then we're going.
How unlike you people just to start setting us up, dude. Trying to catch us.
What are you talking about? I didn't do nothing. Nah, your Jew's way better than my Jew, dude.
I was playing around with the buttons. I didn't know that one recorded it. It's like, come on, Ethan.
The release form is signing your name on some flight logs.
Yeah, dude, and we were going, dude, and honestly, I thought we were really cooking with this fucking Tinder for Band People thing. I thought we were really going to get a lot of juice out of that, but I guess it's all just been taken away from us, Ethan.
Why are you blaming me for this?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's been taken away from us.
I
feel like I'm under blame here.
No. I'm saying it's been taken away from us.
That's fine. We can keep going.
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Yeah.
Fuck local bands.
We'll find something better.
I'm trying to write a bit about how video game addiction, like women treat that. Not every woman, but women in general. I had to
generalization.
Isn't it funny that
my
you
favorite.
Isn't it funny that you didn't know before, but you definitely know now that it is sexist? Yeah. You know what I mean? No one knew, and then you just threw it at us like this is very bad that I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Here it is.
Anyway.
So,
and as soon as I knew that, I knew immediately I agreed with it. I was like, let's go, let him cook.
So if you're a woman and you play video games, every dude is like, that's sick, you're the best, let's hang out, this chick's hot. If you're a dude and you play video games in your 30s, you're not doing well.
No.
Everyone's like, you're a fucking loser.
Definitely.
Sort your life out. If you do drugs, women will be like, I would prefer him to the guy who plays video
games. Yeah, definitely,
for
sure.
It's like the fucking premise of the joke. Like, yeah. I can fix this guy, but if you play World of Warcraft, you're fucked. You're unfixable.
Yeah, he just needs
they've
to stop.
They've been down that road before. They've lost to World of Warcraft
exactly,
before.
Exactly, dude.
They know.
He just needs to stop doing heroin.
Yeah.
There's already a social stigma against it. Everyone wants him to stop. This is an easier battle than being like, babe, I can't find you any more unattractive when you yell at people on Call of Duty. There's no way. There's nothing there.
Sweaty, this is the fifth time you've had to patch a hole in the wall because your fucking mid laner fucked up. Like, settle down, dude.
I've been waiting for you to propose to me, but you keep spending money on controllers that you smash. So I know you can't afford a ring, so stop doing this.
Just said upgrade packages on fucking World of Warcraft. It's like, come on, sort it out, dude.
Dude. Honestly, nothing dries a mood up more than just seeing their fucking boyfriend drop like $80 on a fucking Fortnite skin, dude. That dries it up so fast.
Babe, it's the upgrade package where now my fucking wood elf is actually now a green wood elf.
Women would honestly rather you get drunk on State of Origin and if your team loses, hit her than fucking do that, than be like that.
I think that's how women end up with heroin addicts. They're like, the guy is like, hey, babe, check out this new orc warrior that I've just got. He's level 50. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to go fuck the heroin addict instead.
At least he plays guitar. You know what I mean? Yeah.
He's just a little down on his luck, fucking giving himself vaccinations in the underpass. He's just a little down on his luck.
Oh, my God, dude. Pick him
up. He's just a little down on his luck. Oh,
you met him on the fucking musician Tinder.
So, yeah, my ex's boyfriend, like ex... Fuck, I fucked that up.
Whoa. Mm.
My girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I knew what there, you were talking about, though. I did know what you were talking about, yeah, but they just wasn't English
just
at all.
I just retarded the fuck out of that.
Ethan had a stroke for about 3 seconds.
At least he's... Good.
Wait, he thought about his ex-missus and went, ah!
100%, dude. That's what happens.
He's like, no! And then the next sentence made no sense. He just relived trauma for about 15 seconds.
The flashback started.
When the wound hasn't healed and you get a blood clot.
Oh, dude.
He had a flashback.
She was liking my Europe pics on Facebook. Oh, sorry, Instagram. Put up a bunch of pics from Europe. Months ago. And I get a like from my ex on that.
What a bitch. Then, who fucking cares, dude? This is low T. This is girl stuff.
Fuck you, dude.
My ex-girlfriend liked my picture. You fucking bagging.
I thought it was funny. Because I went back through it and she'd like unliked it again. Which it's not digging me out of this hole. That's why
I got exactly, it, dude. You got it.
I know exactly what she did. She would have accidentally like, because if you just double tap the picture.
Yeah, she's accidentally.
Yeah, she's absolutely double tapped it. She's like, oh, fuck. No, he's going to. Because I did the exact same thing on some hot chick's Instagram a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Was like looking for this old.
That's exactly what it is. She's not sitting there going, like, Mr. Burns, like, yeah, excellent. Yeah.
No, but she is. My ex is. That's the point.
Yeah, his ex is.
My ex is doing that shit. She's Mr. Burns and me. She's sitting there going,
she doesn't give a fuck about you,
dude.
You don't know her. You never met. Dude, you never met
this,
Shaz.
No, this is the mentality you've got to have, dude.
I'm having,
otherwise,
dude.
You're on camera talking about girl stuff.
It's fine to talk about girl stuff,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, vaginas are gay.
I cupped a finger in the bum literally last night. I'm allowed to talk about girl stuff.
Yeah, fair, true. I haven't gone that distance, bro. I can't speak on it.
This guy be cupping fingers every week. Every week in part of Bentley's fucking...
He's like a 30...
Fucking update. He's like, hey, fucked 3 times this week. Got my dick sucked on Tuesday morning. What a way to start the day. Also got fingered 4 times. Right?
Yeah. Ethan's like a 13-year-old girl at his first school camp.
Fucking got him, Mitch. You got him, dude.
Dude, if I ever go to jail, I'm having the best time. Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
Nah, but seriously, though, before I cut you off for being gay as fuck, what were you actually going
to
talk about?
Oh, yeah, my girlfriend's ex is a heroin addict and he threatened to stab me. And I'm like,
I'm sorry I cut you off there. That's actually way better.
And I'm like, dude.
Dude, lucky you're a slim man and you're a hard target. Dude, if you could just get your hips moving like Shakira, he'd just like...
He does the fucking wacky inflatable fucking balloon man style.
He just evades it. Dude, you could just turn sideways and he wouldn't even see you.
My man's 2D.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. How do you deal with that? What are you supposed to do?
Fuck, I don't know, dude.
I mean, that's where the video game overdoses, guys, I guess.
Yeah, that's what was my first.
Like, it's like, geez, I don't want to kill someone, but if he overdoses himself, my life's gotten easier, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have some crazy man following me around anymore.
Just buy, like, enough heroin to kill a person, and if he does turn up to stab you, offer him the heroin instead.
Yeah, just lace it with fentanyl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, kill someone.
Yeah, just kill someone.
Just murder him.
Go below him.
Theoretically speaking. Oh, I wouldn't.
This is all allegedly. Lucky you guys are Jews and you've got powerful friends that can get you out of this situation you're going down, dude.
This is a Patreon episode. No one's going to hear this. It's
all here's
good.
The thing we've got to determine whether or not this person's life has value. Does this person play guitar?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Are they in a local dating scene?
Well, then we have to give him room to improve and pull it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guitar playing junkies, I reckon we can keep them. Bass playing, get rid of them. They're gay.
Fuck, I'm gone. Again, Taylor. Nailing me.
Got him.
But yeah.
Bass is cool as fuck. I love a bit of bass. I don't know why everyone thinks I can play it. That's a rumor that's out there now. I'm like, I'm fucking terrible.
At bass?
Yeah, you better go learn, dude. I'm there's shit. Only four strings. How hard can it be?
Taylor's finished this beer, Bradley. No, you should probably load him up again.
Oh.
There's half a beer left.
There's still a few more sips to go, Mitch. Thank you.
Still a few more sips. We're getting there.
What is it? That daylight savings is gone. Daylight savings is gay, dude. I hate daylight savings.
Sucks, dude.
Be dark earlier, man. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be 8:45 and it's still sunlight. I hate that.
Yeah.
I always think I have so much time to do shit. I'm like, oh, I have heaps of time in the afternoon. Then I look at the time and it's 6:30. And I'm like, fuck, dude. I thought it was like 3 p.m.
Dude, it's like the opposite of like the hustle lifestyle. Right there. You're like, I want the opposite. I want less time in the day.
Yeah.
Less
time.
Stop
making me feel like I'm a piece of shit for not doing stuff later in the day.
Exactly.
Because I know in summer I have that, so I just do stuff like in the afternoons, but I don't want to do it, but it's daylight and it's a nice day. I feel like I have to, otherwise I'm a bad person.
I put off mowing the lawn in the hope that it rains, so I've got an excuse not to mow the lawn.
Oh, dude.
That's the ultimate.
That was my childhood you just described then. Did you have to mow the lawns at your house as a kid?
Until I blew the lawnmower up.
After doing that, I had to learn how to fix a lawnmower and then keep doing it.
Damn.
So I'm really good at like shitty old two-stroke lawnmowers, but any other mechanical thing after that, no idea. So
it's quite the niche, dude. Maybe you should just start like your own little motor fixing business, just specializing strictly in lawnmowers.
You boys just
do you have a decades old obsolete piece of machinery? I'll come around and service it.
He's hanging shit on $50. The Comic Central Coast Cabba.
Like who's
that's Cabba? Cabba, that's literally what he's been doing lately is fixing up old lawnmowers.
Oh,
and fucking
I saw that on his fucking socials, yeah, dude, man. Yeah,
he's
dude,
a wild man.
So fucking cool. That's so sick, dude.
Have you seen the before and after?
What's he doing? He's fixing
He's getting like real old or just sort of shitty like lawnmowers and he's kind of just like restoring them.
But like good brands, like Victor.
Making sick lawnmowers.
Yeah, like a Victor lawnmower is like a fucking good brand. It's not like a fucking Hudong lawnmower that no one gives a fuck about because it's going to fall apart. Like it's that thing has like lived longer than some people. Like it's fucking pretty much indestructible, but if you don't maintain it, it will fall to shit.
Okay.
So he just like...
So he's just whipping up mad.
He just takes them apart, cleans them, puts them back together, paints them.
People don't treat lawnmowers like their cars.
And
that's the problem we're here to talk about tonight.
It's taken us an hour and 35 minutes, but we've finally arrived at what we want to talk about.
But like it's an engine, man. It's a little fucking vehicle. You have to maintain it. And most people don't even think about that at all. Like I've gone through mowers and mowers and mowers because we just used it until we couldn't use it anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't treat it like a car. I didn't do like changes on it and shit.
Yeah,
you know
I've got four lawnmowers in my shed. Three of them don't run.
Yeah.
My mum gave me another lawnmower and then within like 6 weeks it stopped working.
Oi, how quickly can you just end up with heaps of lawnmowers?
Dude, it's
if you're
crazy.
White trash like us, obviously, getting lawnmowers and just having heaps of them.
See,
at one point I had like five lawnmowers at my house when I was like 14, 15.
That's
two of them were my pops and like another one was like my dad's
friend.
Dude,
you gotta break out of that poor mentality. So what my old man does, fucking master Jew, anything that's broken, he will get it just slightly running enough that he can sell it on to some other schlub. And then he's like, it's your problem now, cunt. You bought it for cash. Don't come and fucking talk to me.
Oh,
so any,
what a sneaky maneuver.
Dude, I never thought of that because we're Scottish and we're honourable people.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't think about
ripping off my fucking common man, dude. Jesus wouldn't
That's
want that at
done.
All, actually. I would
all
never even think of that.
Life. It's insane. I don't know how someone hasn't fucking knocked him off the perch yet.
Gee. I don't think I've ever touched a lawnmower.
Yeah, that's some real white girl shit, dude. Yeah, congratulations, man. That's fucking it's something to be proud
insane.
Of, dude.
Yeah, dude. And honestly,
I'm so
that's why.
I'm fucking jealous.
That's crazy. You never.
Anytime like mowing the lawn comes up, like I don't. It does. Those words don't mean anything to me.
And yeah. I'll tell you this.
I've never had to respond to it.
As a dog owner as well, you've got a choice. You can either pick your dog's shit up or you can just mow it.
I pick it up. I pick it up, dude. I pick it up because I've been burned before.
I'll mow it over. I'll mow over it. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Nah, dude.
Do you have a dedicated pair of shoes that are your lawn mowing shoes?
Yeah,
I do. Covered in dog shit, dude.
Yeah,
are they like white and green Nikes?
Yeah, they used to be all white. Now they're just covered in green.
Black and white Nikes, now they're black and green Nikes.
My old Etnies, like the skate shoes, the big ones.
Oh, yeah.
Ones. I had an old pair of them and I put them in the garage because I'm like, maybe I'll wear these later, maybe I won't. Fucking 2 weeks later, my old man is mowing the lawn in them. What the fuck is going on here?
I bet you didn't even check those shoes for spiders either. He just went, fucking, see you later.
No sock in raw.
But to be honest.
Jesus, dude. Those fucking Etnies shoes are crazy. And then he went inside and played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 on PlayStation 1.
Those Etnies got what they deserved, dude. They got exactly what they deserved.
So gay.
If you have Etnies or Globe shoes after 16, check it out, buddy.
Yeah, like, get out of here, dude. That is eyebrow piercing behavior. That really is. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Taylor strikes me as the man that had a pierced eyebrow.
No. I had my lip and my nose.
That's way cool.
I had lip, nose, fucking both my fucking gay fucking parts of the ear, and then I had a straightened fringe. Dude,
your dad must have been so worried, man.
Yeah, he fucking was, dude. He was, yeah.
You stressed him out for a good couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was, honestly, I was just being gay for pussy. You know what I mean?
No, unfortunately, no. Yes.
It's when you do gay shit that you know chicks like, not because you like it, but because you're trying to finger a girl and you're not, dude.
You're like, I'm going to suck this dick in the hopes that maybe this chick will like it.
No,
like,
dude.
No, he just talks about his ex liking and unliking his photos on Instagram.
Yeah, dude. Ethan just went through a full emotional moment with us all. And
I'm trying
like,
to talk about high testosterone teenager getting pussy stuff, and this guy talking about girl stuff. It's fucking interrupting me.
It's for pussy, brother.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that's the most dangerous drug on earth right there. Dude.
Yeah, what's the craziest thing you've done for pussy?
I used to shave my legs and fucking straighten my hair like a Justin Bieber thing. I used to do that. That's what I used to fucking do,
That's
dude.
Pretty fucking crazy.
And then I had nose piercings and lip piercings, and I used to say that I was like a feminist and shit, and they fell for it every time, even. Because they're dumb bitches.
Got him, dude. He got him again, dude.
Idiots, dude. I don't support women at all.
He got him again. He fucking got you again.
Oh, dude, I should take edibles every podcast I do. I'm on fire today, actually.
100%. What about you, Bradley? What's the craziest thing you've ever done for pussy?
Dude, you know, I've never had premarital sex, dude. It's just nothing that really appeals to me. The craziest thing I've done for pussy is read 4 chapters of the Lord's Bible to
really?
Them.
Mm-hmm.
And then wish them a great night's sleep.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Cass had a sore back earlier today. I thought it was from you.
No, I'm a respectful man of the Lord. I don't divulge into any of that business. That is nasty work. That's not doing what the Lord would want, and I'm a young man of the Lord. I'm a great man of God.
He is, dude, and that's why I take that burden and I do it for him.
You suck his dick, do you?
All the time.
Turned it to a gay one, huh? Fucking thought,
there we go.
Sucking and fucking.
The craziest thing you can do for pussy is get married.
Yeah, financially.
Yeah,
I'm not one of these people that grew up around wholesome marriages, all right, dude? I fucking grew up where most people I know grew up with divorced parents, and my parents are divorced as well, dude.
Yeah, most people have had no other pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine someone being like, all right, here's your breakfast cereal that you're going to eat for the rest of your fucking life. You've never tried it, and you're just like, all right, fucking try it. And then you're like, it's not fucking... Not great.
No.
It's not the greatest.
And you're not allowed to try more because now you just think the whole thing's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah?
The same guy who clarified that like... earlier on you're like...
And then you have affairs with 19-year-olds down at the local Bungendore pub. That's what you do.
I'm not generalizing all women, but
I am.
Getting married to someone is like cereal. What the fuck are you saying, dude? Why did you put a trigger warning earlier? Yeah, Chex are kind of like Weet-Bix.
Yeah, dude, that was a crazy analogy where you're just like, what can I compare pussy to? Cereal, dude.
Well, honestly, I'd like to hear him out. So
it's just like, fucking, you hear the slogan, how many would you do? And it's just like, how many would I fucking do? And it's just like, I felt like I was a 9 fucking Weet-Bix a day kind of guy. Turns out the Weet-Bix that I got were like maybe once every 3 years. Like,
what you, like, I'm starving over here.
Maybe a good metric is, well, honestly, how many does Binger Lee do? And then I'll fucking base my judgment of what Brett Lee does. How many does he do? That's how many I'll do.
Binger Lee's doing 11 a day. And you're like, fuck, I'm doing 11, dude. I'm like, fucking Binger. Like,
like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't watch cricket.
Bro, dude.
No, but it is crazy to like I grew up in like a small town and like people get married to people who are just in the town at like 21 sometimes. I'm like 21, dude. And then that's just like it. And then they're like 28 and they're both alcoholics gambling down at the pub like 2 or 3 nights a week. And you're just like, why did you do this?
Yeah, why don't you get out there?
God didn't want this.
Why don't you get out there and eat more cereal? Yeah, before you're settled.
God, there's so many good ones out there, dude. There's so many good ones out there.
Now all of a sudden the cereal makes sense, you know what I mean?
Exactly, dude.
That's why it's like, I love Cocoa Puffs.
There's heaps out there. But crunchy nut, dude. Let's go. Yes, dude. Just right.
One of the only things I can eat. Gluten-free boy.
Cocoa Chex.
Dude. Even just plain rice bubbles.
I'm talking about Cocoa Chex.
Because I have to like in my head stop myself all the time from just having cereal in the house. Because I'll just destroy the cereal box within like a day of fucking getting it.
Yo, a crunchy nut will make me bust my nut. Crunchy nuts.
I have to restrict the stuff that I have in my house. I can't have snacks in the house. My house is just an ingredient
house.
This
is why you can't do.
Because I'm going to be a fat fuck.
We're getting to the bottom
of it.
I've got bad impulse control.
I'll
have so much cereal.
Some call it ADHD, but I say that's fucking for fags, dude.
That ain't real. Anyone
that's
can
fucking,
get it.
That's fucking, that's gay liberal lefty shit.
Dude,
that's crap.
I'll have so much cereal in a bowl, I've got to refill it with milk.
It soaks it up, there's no more milk anymore.
God damn it, I got to reload, motherfucker.
Yeah, I can't believe how much I know exactly what you're talking about.
Tell you what's the worst.
Oh no, it's getting dry in here. We need more lubricant.
Taylor have so many things in common, it's crazy.
That's why I'm white trash. I comfortably assumed that you're white trash too.
100%, dude, 100%. San Remo, Central Coast, that's where I grew up.
Oh, wait, how big of part of your life was Devon?
Dude, the best.
Yeah, but dude, fuck Devon with tomato sauce.
That's the thing. Private school boy.
I've had plenty of Devon. Trust me, Devon and tomato sauce goes hard. But as you get older, that bong noise has just started to rip. That's fucking hectic. Nah, let it play, dude. It's all good. It makes sense for this episode. Yeah, dude, we had Devon and tomato sauce, but like, what the fuck is Devon, dude?
Bro, it's like mystery process. It's leftovers of the stuff that they don't use for the other shit.
I don't know if I want to know, but why the fuck does it taste so good, dude?
Yeah, it's all fucking...
Because it's salt. It's just salt.
Yeah. And hoof.
And laws.
Chicken cock.
You're just eating salt.
And laws.
Yeah, it's fucking
my old man
poor
still
people stuff.
Like loves Devon.
So do my parents. And
he's fucking rich.
My parents.
And he's like, nah.
Yeah, but that's how they get rich, Devon dude. They sandwich. Eat Devon and fucking like tuna and rice every day. And they're like,
Yeah.
That's people a $3 meal and I'm full for fucking hell.
People,
the same cunt that comes out is like, oh no, fucking, I'll just buy my own beer, boys. It's like, get the fuck out of here then, cunt. Go drink beers by yourself, you muppet. You know what I mean, dude? I hate those fucking, oh, I ate before I came out, cunt. Eat a schnitzel, you dog. You know what I mean, dude? Get a snitty.
Because they can't afford it, bro.
$20. Dude, I'll have two meals just so that I can have the schnitzel. I'll eat before I come out with the full intention of saving money and then... You know, Bow Burger at the Stag and Hunter. You're like, fuck
you're like
it.
A drug addict with food. Like dude, people go out and they're like, oh, you know, we're having some drinks, and then next thing led to next thing. I did some MDMA, and then you're like,
yeah,
I went out. And next thing you know, I'm having a schnitzel. And
they had sticky date pudding on special, so I had to.
Dude, you can't say no to pud.
Pud can't say no to pud.
Pud can't say no.
Yeah. That's a wild nickname, dude. But I. It's weird, like you...
I'm going to go piss. You guys have fun.
You generated that nickname. Like you were called out in a newspaper for saying that your name was Puddin' because of your little Puddin' tits.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. He went to a show, and we need Bradley here because he needs to be roasted for this. But I don't know, the first show that you ever went to, like comedy show, did you heckle, yell out?
That I ever went to?
Yeah.
The first show that I ever went to was the first time I did stand-up.
What the fuck? That is crazy.
I've never been to one before.
That is crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. I've never been to anything before. Yeah. I think I maybe went to Carl Barron when I was like 12 years old. I was just taken along. But other than that, I had never been to anything until I just went and did it.
That's crazy, dude. So you didn't know what you were in for at all?
No. And guess what, dude? I won, dude. I won a $50 bar tab, dude. It was an open mic comp. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But like I did enough open mics in that scene later to understand like they just give it to the best of the people who have never done it before.
Right.
So like I was
so
like
Raw.
Yes, yeah, so I was
No, Raw's a legitimate comedy company. Yeah.
Bite your tongue,
don't
dude.
Talk,
do you want a career or not?
Raw, dude.
You want to talk Raw?
Yeah, do you want to be on the gala shows?
No, dude, stop it, dude. You want to
say before. We don't want to talk about the evident bias. I still am owed $200 putting that on the record. Fuck you, Andrew Milos.
I was saying to Taylor the other day, do you know what gala stands for? It's gays and lesbians attempting stand-up.
Got him, dude.
That's why we can't go on. We're not allowed.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it was, I fucking...
All right, so these two motherfuckers, first comedy show they went to...
No, I'd been to comedy shows before this.
Oh, so you
I didn't even
known
even
that.
Have an excuse for the way I acted. I was just a fucking menace.
Which was a helpful heckler the first time I went to a comedy
show.
Yeah,
I did that the first time I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
yeah.
then like 2 minutes in, one of the guys like came up and he's like, stop doing that. And I was like, oh, my bad.
Well, at least you had a friend 2 minutes in who could tell you that. I made it into the fucking paper.
What?
Yeah, dude.
I could not be more excited to pick both of your brains right now. What do you mean?
You made it.
We got modern
paper?
Day Joe Rogan here.
Yeah. Hey, what do you mean?
How do you make it into the paper from being a heckler?
So, fucking what's his face? We just did a show with him. So it was one of Milos's big dog
Isaac
comedy
Butterfield.
Shows. Yeah, Isaac Butterfield and Milos were co-hosting.
Oh.
And they're like, "Hey man, what's your name?" And I just told him my nickname. Oh. Friends like to call me Pud. And they go, Pud, why? And I go, because of these sweet little puddin' tits. And then I just did this.
In the front row.
In the front row. And it killed. It killed. And that was the first mistake, was the crowd laughed at me.
Before you go on, is this like your first time you were like, I want to start doing comedy after that?
The thought never even crossed my mind that I would ever do comedy. But I was like, oh, that was easy. I'll just fucking derail the show. This is me and the comedian on stage from now on. So I was just there. They were like, they try and crowd work me. I just like crack lines, try and fucking be funnier than the comedian.
Just riffing, you know? Riffing. Like he's on a podcast.
Yeah.
Can I ask why?
Turns out the same reason I do comedy, a fucking crushing fucking need for attention. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like in that moment, what were you thinking about? Because it obviously wasn't the people who were putting on a show.
No.
So in that mind, like in that moment, I want to know, like, how are you going about it? Is this like, are you being tactical about it? Are you like, I'm going to say, are you preempting what you're saying when you're doing this?
I'm just saying stuff as it comes to my mind. And it worked a couple of times. And then a couple of times I bombed as well.
And that's the worst part. Bombing in the front row.
Bombing as the heckler.
And so, and then you were like, I can get him back.
And then Isaac got up there and fucking hit me with this crazy line. He used something that Tanya said about me against me. Made it like sound like I was a pedophile on Fortnite jerking off to 13-year-olds. He fucking nailed me, dude. And
what could you have possibly said that wasn't interpreted that way?
That isn't that just he's on Fortnite or whatever. Jacking off to a pedophile. Yeah.
Here you go.
They asked where I jerk off, and Tanya goes, probably in the gaming room. I'd say that's what she called it. She called it the gaming room, and it was just like,
and it's not a pool table.
That's what she calls it. That's totally not what I made her call it to let me have a fucking gaming room, you pussy. Yeah.
Talk your shit. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, yeah. Babe, I just need a gaming room. Yeah. Come on, all the other boys have a gaming room, babe. Come
need
on,
a
man.
Gaming room and a podcasting room, you babe. And then
imagine if I'm trying to game and you're trying to fucking do other shit. Like, it'd just be fucking a pain in the ass for you, babe. Let me just have a gaming room, babe.
You can decorate the bedroom however you want.
Yeah, fucking put up inspirational quotes like live, laugh, love, babe. I just want a gaming room, babe.
You want to be listening to me yelling while you're out there watching Married at First Sight.
So just let me have a fucking gaming room, babe. You know, fucking just let me have one, eh? Babe, it's just fucking one room, dude. Anyway.
That's so funny to call you Mrs. Dude.
The hilarious thing is, right, I've got the gaming room, the office. Tanya also plays video games, has to do it now out in the lounge room. She can't be in the gaming room while I'm in the gaming room.
Oh, damn, and there's so much room in that room, like it's a bedroom.
It's a converted lounge room. So it's like the front lounge room in the house. I've converted into my thing, and Tanya has to keep her computer under the stairs.
Oh, dude, such low testosterone.
And you swang that. You saying that you had the power in your marriage to do that. Dude, I reckon you could get a second wife.
Yeah, dude. Have you ever thought about these cults?
They just have
cults?
Another guy who has the heroin room.
Yeah. The bondage room. Fucking shout out to our mate, Sean.
Yeah, dude. But no, but I mean, honestly, it sounds fun, dude. I wish that I could be into video games, but I just don't. I
don't have the attention.
I just can't play.
Dude.
I don't
you
have the attention.
You are so lucky you're not into video games.
I'm just not
dude.
Into them, dude.
It'd ruin
I'll
your
play
life.
Like, I like games that are. I like sports games because you just play a match and you win, and I know you just. We're just winning games.
I was the same
whatever.
When I smoked weed every day.
But I didn't like that and Guitar Hero, dude.
Yeah,
Guitar
NBA Hero's fucking Jam, sick. Guitar Hero and fucking FIFA, and that's all I can. This brain can manage right now.
Yeah.
I'll play Halo when I'm stoned. That's fucking pretty sick.
I wanted to get a new Xbox to get the new Halo game, and my friend's like, just don't get this Xbox. Make sure you get this one. There was such a fucking massive wait for it. And then, dude, everyone just talked mad shit about that Halo game that came out, Halo Infinite, that I didn't even end up bother purchasing an Xbox or that game because I was like, oh,
don't believe
man.
The hype, Bradley. Fucking get in there.
I just wanted the nostalgia
of playing
some Halo.
Have a few slugs.
You know?
Have a few bit of healing.
To heal before playing the game.
And then get in there.
Yeah.
You know, you can't listen to the critics, man. The fucking haters are always talking shit. The people who like it fucking usually don't say stuff. Like people said that about them when they fucking redid Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. Everyone said that was fucking gay and then I played it and it was sick as fuck.
People thought Hitler was crazy when he first started out.
Yeah, they did.
But wait till Hitler, the remake.
Yeah.
Is it this time are they going to be Jewish and they're just like,
Russian
no, let's
for
take
sure.
out the Germans.
This time it's Kanye West. I would just be too embarrassed if the people that booked me walk in and I'm doing this fucking thing. So...
With a
that.
Shared microphone.
I feel that.
Yeah. We couldn't afford the fifth microphone.
Yeah.
No, just touching elbows with Mitch Coyne.
That's painful enough as it is. Touching elbows with that fucking creep. Make sure you wash him, you know what I mean, dude? He looks like the type of guy that would pass on tinea, you know what I mean, dude?
Yeah.
He'd sleep like toe-to-toe with you. He's like, oh, I just can't be gay, you know what I mean? I can't do it. But then he's like, his tinea foot would touch your neck and give you tinea, you know what I mean? That's just the type of vibes that I get from Mitch Coyne, dude.
How many this times is... can you say tinea in one fucking statement?
This was supposed to be a battle, and I think we've been very respectful. But Bradley is crossing some lines right now.
Dude, I was...
Bacteria boy over here getting upset.
Fuck, dude. I would love to laugh at it, dude. I don't know what tinea is. Honestly, dude, the energy you're giving it, it's. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. It sounds like it's funny as fuck, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody tell him.
Tinea is a foot fungus.
Oh.
You know, like itchy feet?
No,
itchy
I get
feet?
It, dude. That's
yeah.
funny. Yeah.
Yeah, sports foot.
Sport, athlete's foot.
Yeah, athlete's foot.
Is that tinea?
Yeah, it's tinea.
What the fuck is foot?
Isn't tinea the noise in your ear?
Oh, dude.
Tinnitus.
The noise in my ears right now is there's a lot of head noise going on.
Bradley's trying to stop this podcast three times.
Abort, dude. Anyway, so what else has been happening?
In many ways, I regret ever starting stand-up.
Jesus. Whoa.
Yeah. Just, you know what I mean? Because I'd never be doing this. This is crazy. What we're doing at the moment is fucking unreal.
Why are we
it's
doing
unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, very crazy. These videos can never be released.
We're doing this for no people
right now. I'm clipping
them
and I'm sending them to your work.
No, please don't. I need
Isn't
to
that funny that
there.
Like there's a good chance that at least one of us would lose our job if the people who employed us saw it?
Dude, yeah. I would 100% lose my job.
Dude, at least I'm one. Not. You can't. My mate who owns vending machines that I fill up. No, I'm never getting fired from that job. He tried to fire me the other day, and then like. Because he had a bunch of cocaine the night before and he was pretty angry that I put stuff in the wrong spot.
Dude, Ethan does the job we fear we'll have to end up doing.
Yeah, that's exactly right, dude. Yeah. That is so fucking accurate.
And I...
That is so...
I'm so thankful
for that.
Imagine
going home and being like, babe, I got fired, but I can now fill up vending machines. She'd be like, all right, dude, the fucking... You know how you wanted to marry me and have babies? This never happened.
Ethan has a university degree.
But, babe, yeah. I can feel like,
oh, my God, dude, I'd consider suicide.
I have many times. Don't worry. Fucking hell. It's on the cards.
We have no university degree and feel like frauds every time we go to work and just away.
You know what I do?
I have
I
half
don't feel
or
like
a quarter
fraud
of
all.
3 degrees. I've gone to university 3 times and dropped out every single time.
Because university sucks.
Dude. I might go again. There's some interesting courses.
Nah, fuck
I just want to wrap up.
What is
Hextech?
That sounds gay. I don't do
that.
All
that indexation is.
Yeah, that's just ADD, man. That's how you know you've got ADHD, where you're like, yeah, actually, I'm pretty keen on being a physiotherapist. And then you start fucking
dude. And I obsess
out,
about
like,
it.
Yeah, I'll fucking do it. It's fucking sick. And then 3 months later, you're like, yeah, this is shit.
That's
I'm
literally it. I get it all about it. I obsess about it. It becomes my life for about 12 weeks on the dot. And then one day I wake up and go, oh, dude, fuck. No, this is a gay.
Yeah, I don't want to do that shit.
No, I don't want to do this, shit. Dude.
I don't want to be a fucking personal trainer.
The rest of, dude, that's so funny. Funny because I was halfway through a PT course. Hilarious,
yeah,
dude.
There you go.
Obviously, I have been, dude.
There we go. Got it, dude.
I did half of an e-commerce course too because I'm a fucking retard.
Can I sell t-shirts online? Like, probably not. Fuck.
I had a Shopify store trying to sell digital watches.
How the fuck is an e-commerce school go for more than a week? Like,
because you're a retard with ADHD that fucking most of the their only clientele was people that kind of have to be considering that as an option.
Yeah.
Retarded people. That are like just Guys, far enough out of actual retardation.
Think about it. What's they a just course? Beat
so
the
they don't
spectrum.
Get any help anymore, yeah. But they are still just have to be in the world.
Yeah, what? They're those fucking guys that got like 52 on their ATAR and it's just like, why did you even try to get an ATAR? If you got 52, brother, you should have packed it up and done
69,
fucking...
You're better
brother.
Off not having
right
one.
Here. Yeah, you're better off not having, having one. If you rock up somewhere and you're like, I've got a 52 on my ATAR, they'd be like, bro, why'd you even try get one? That's an embarrassment to yourself. It's an embarrassment to your family
but it is
paying you that money.
Like
yeah, and mine was 52.
There you go.
Mine was 52.
Got it, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck. Dude, and then you went on to be a teacher.
I got a principal's recommendation into uni, dude, because my fucking principal saw my talent, but he was obviously wrong.
He saw how good you were at lying and being like, no, I really do want to be a teacher and give back to the next generation. He's like, oh, I love your spirit, young man. You're in.
Thanks for coming on the How to Not Comedy podcast.
Brought to you by The Sunday Service.
Yeah, sponsored by The Sunday Service.
Sponsored by. Need sponsors to keep it afloat. Ask Netball Australia.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for sponsoring us, boys.
No worries.
We appreciate you.
We're happy to help you out in any way that we can.
Sorry, Taylor, what were you saying? I
was just telling them that we're happy to help them out any way that we can.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
That we are happy to help.
Sorry, mate. My finger slipped. What were you saying, dude?
Honestly, dude, we're so happy to help them.
Did you say that they need something? I just kind of missed that last bit.
Oh, I'm not saying that they need it. I'm just saying that if they do need it, we're obviously there to help them out.
Oh, the guys need help.
Mm.
So we're being good Samaritans by coming on their podcast.
Oh, if you want to say
that. Bringing our own audio equipment.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Being a great man of the Lord.
I see how it is.
I see.
Right at the end, you're going to twist the knife.
I see what you're doing.
And honestly, possibly doing the best podcast they've ever done.
You know what it's great that you brought all of this gear that can only have up to 4 microphones.
Yeah, well.
Thanks for that. How much did you pay for that, by the way?
Mate, and I'll tell you this, it was
three times as much as what we paid for ours.
And mate, the Jews got you covered. We're not investing that much.
I will tell you this, and I'll tell you this honestly, right? If we organise this podcast like we did, and Ethan said to me, "Hey, dude, thinking about subbing Mitch out for Maddie, you cool with that?" I would have been like, "Abso-fucking-lutely, dude." Mm. And it's just like, I would have just had these exact same four mics and you would not have been involved in the slightest, dude. Because it's just like, if I can only have four mics and you're going to be like, "Hey, here's a mystery fifth guest," I'd be like, "Take a few laps around the block, bud." We've got who we need. We don't need you here.
All right, I'll take that.
To do exactly what he just did, talk over the top of me. We need someone to come in. When you boys are on a tear about football or whatever,
four is enough.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Because four is probably the number.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like we said, like not shitting on you, but if it's like, if we pick between Maddie and you, dude, it's not even,
It's not even close. No, 100%. Yes.
And we don't really cater for more than four because, like, we as probably as experienced podcasters know you probably shouldn't do more than four.
Yeah, dude. Like, because people start talking over the top of each other.
Yeah.
I need Mitch here.
Four mic output, you know.
He's my boy. He's got to be here.
But I tell you what, dude, Maddie did not do her chances of getting a call up any fucking bad stuff.
He's trying to compliment you and say you did a great job.
Yeah, you didn't do your chances of getting a call up any harm.
But the body of Christ kicked in and then just rerouted his brain. So we're talking about dudes having fucking mental breakdowns.
What he was saying halfway through his sentence. That's what happened.
Jesus was about to save me and then he heard what I was saying and then he was like, "Nah," and then he pulled out and that's why I was all fucking crazy.
I just got thrown into a podcast of talking about lawnmowers and football, dude. Like, I can't add it now. I'm so
overcome
sorry.
And adapt.
I was getting into it. We were talking slurs, but we moved on too quickly and I ran out of...
Slurs are always good fun. Anyway, well, thank you for tuning in.
We'll get the rest of the goss on what happened the pedophile school that you went to.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Hey. Hi. Hey, you know what they always say, right?
Let's go talk about that rape.
listen to this, right? A lot of people say P's get degrees, but I tell you what else gets degrees. D's get degrees, dude. Right? Brother Chris's D gets degrees. Don't forget to
smoke weed every day.
Yeah. All right, you fucking mongrel dogs. I look forward to coming and filling vending machines with you for the rest of my life, dude. Oh, my goodness.
That was good, man.
That was very funny.
Hey, Bradley.
Oh, my God.